Now, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been chairing a meeting at the United Nations Security Council, which got underway a short time ago. It's the first time a Taoiseach has chaired such a high-level gathering, with the focus on this occasion on climate and security. Let's talk now to our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, I believe the Taoiseach has made his opening statement. Is that right, to the meeting?
That's right, Brian. So everything got underway a little bit after 1 p.m. Irish time. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin banged the gavel. He called the meeting to order. First up to speak was António Guterres, the Secretary General of the UN. And as you said in your introduction, Brian, the purpose of this is about the links between climate change and conflict. And António Guterres spoke about climate change. He said it was the code red for humanity. He listed the severe weather events that are hitting the world. He spoke about the millions of people that have been displaced because of climate change. And he spoke about the fact that climate change is leading to conflict, and it is leading to security issues. Then there were some more speakers who spoke about the wider linkage between climate and security, and then it was the turn of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. He described climate change as the defining challenge of our generation, and he said that the world really needs to redouble its efforts when it comes to tackling climate change. He then spoke about those links between climate change and conflicts. He gave examples of the Sahel region, Iraq, Lake Chad, where diminishing resources as a result of climate change is leading to violence and conflict. And he spoke about how it is the mandate of the Security Council to protect the world, to maintain peace, to maintain stability. So this whole concept of linking climate change and bringing that to the fore should also be included. Now, Ireland wants to pass a resolution that would formally recognise the link between climate change and security. But they may not necessarily get agreement there. Countries like Russia, India, China, they're not particularly comfortable with making that link. And they believe that actually climate change issues should be dealt with other parts of the UN and not the Security Council. And Micheál Martin, in his speech in the last few minutes, acknowledged that. He said, "I know there are different perspectives around this table, but," he said, "the time has come for us all to work together."
Now, there are further engagements, I think, that Mr. Martin will be taking part in the course of the day, including meeting representatives of the Irish-American community in the United States, Brian?
That's right. Later on this evening, he will meet with Irish-American members of the community here in New York. It's been a packed agenda for the Taoiseach throughout the week. He has both had a combination of UN-related issues and non-UN-related issues. Many of the non-UN issues have been focused on the Irish-American community, opened a new arts centre during the week. He will also, as I say, be having meetings with the Irish-American community. Tomorrow, another big day for Micheál Martin. He will deliver Ireland's national statement to the UN General Assembly. And of course, Micheál Martin isn't the only representative of the government in town right now. There will be a virtual representation from President Higgins later on. He's due to address a food summit virtually here at the UN. And of course, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, also in the US right now. He was in New York over the last few days for UN General Assembly meetings. He left last night for Washington, D.C. He's there today. He's up on Capitol Hill. He'll be having a series of meetings throughout the day with political leaders on Capitol Hill, including the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Brian O'Donovan in New York. Thank you for that.